The U.S. Christmas tree industry is a vital and resilient sector, providing about $2.5 billion in annual revenue, according to Justin Whitehill, assistant professor at North Carolina State University and director of its Christmas tree genetics program. With about 15,000 growers across the nation, Christmas trees are cultivated in every state, with key production areas in Michigan, Oregon, and North Carolina. Despite its successes, he says the industry faces mounting challenges from climate change.
We're seeing more drought occurring for longer periods of time, and that drought is really putting a little bit more stress on the Christmas trees, which makes them a little more susceptible to either diseases or pests that maybe are kept at bay under normal conditions. And when the stress kind of accumulates, that's when those things start to ramp up, and that causes more challenges for our growers.
He emphasizes that these environmental pressures vary by region, with distinct challenges in the Pacific Northwest, the Great Lakes, and southeastern states. He also highlights the long-term commitment involved in Christmas tree farming.
Once they reach the field, if you want a 6 to 8 foot tall tree, we're talking anywhere between 6 to 8 years of growth. And that's on top of the 2 to 4 years that we've already had happening in the greenhouse and in the transplant bed. So it's a long-term investment that our growers are really committed to. And I think it's important that folks realize that we can't just develop trees or grow a tree within a year. We have to plan for 10 years down the road what our crop is going to look like.
Efforts are underway to mitigate such challenges through research into pest and disease resistance, as well as collaborations with growers nationwide. On a positive note, real Christmas trees offer environmental benefits, being biodegradable and recyclable. I'm Sabrina Halverson.